shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Hey, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to episode one of the Carlos Whitaker podcast. It is Thursday, January the 4th, 2024. And I can't believe we're doing this. And maybe it's this music that's making me emotional. Human hope is over. This new podcast is here. I know you have a lot of questions. Some of you may not have a question because it's the first time you've listened to my podcast. But we have just finished 140 episodes of the Human Hope podcast. It's no longer. And that makes me a little emotional. As we fade out this music, that's probably part of the culprit that's making me emotional. I heard that, this morning, brand new theme song for a new show. And, when I was scrolling through SoundCloud to find the right song, this one just hit different. And so, Cody Martin is, the artist, who wrote that. And I'm excited about it. It feels right. That feels like the right song for the brand new Carlos Whitaker podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you to all my Human Hope family that's still here. It's the same feed. It's the same person. It's a different title with quite possibly a different perspective. Hope is still here. I would still 100% say that hope is here, but I just felt like I wanted something fresh. We have probably in November, crossed over 3 million downloads of the Human Hope podcast. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for all of you that tune in every single week. If you're watching on YouTube, I've got a little figurine somebody made me with the word hope on my chest. That's not leaving. Hope is not leaving. But I just wanted to maybe open it up wider. I wanted the net to be wider because I feel like there's more things that we can talk about that sometimes the word hope can, I think, pigeonhole us. Because can we all just be honest? There's some things and there's some weeks and days that I just don't have it in me to be Mr. Hope. There's sometimes that we can just be angry. There's some seasons where we may not be able to find hope even though hope is there. We may not be able to feel it even though it's there. I find myself in one of those seasons right now. And I haven't shifted my perspective on what hope is and how available hope is to us. But what I have realized is I wanted a place where every feeling that I feel, every conversation that we have on Instagram, that's where I have most of my conversations. I'm assuming most of you are on Instagram. Some of you are not, which is totally fine. But I want to talk about the Insta Familia for a second. I want to talk about how I feel it's important that we have longer and deeper conversations about some of the subject matters that we approach on Instagram. And I feel like this is going to be the place that we can do that. I feel like it is necessary for us to unpack some of the harder things here in longer form. And so it's actually my charge, hopefully, to any Insta Familia that happens to listen to this, to come here so that we can dive deeper. Because when you dive deeper into subjects, it makes you more empathetic. And a lot of these conversations are just going to be me. There's going to be less interviews and more of me unpacking a lot of the things that we begin to unpack. We can only begin to unpack some things on Instagram, right? Reels are only, people only watch like 90 seconds max. And I just feel like the Twitter and Instagram soundbite culture is dangerous if we don't have a place that we can land and unpack things more fully. And we're going to have some conversations on the Carlos Whitaker podcast. Well, that's so weird to say, that deserve unpacking. So I guess I didn't want to be too limited, right? We will always be hopeful. Things will always be hopeful, but I didn't want to limit the conversation around the word hope. Just felt a little too limiting. So I wanted to build a space where I can talk about life as it comes, things as it comes, talk about things that are happening that affect me, that affect my family, that affect the world, and that affect you, and that are affecting you and unfolding in all of our communities. And so, it just felt right. It felt like the right time to rebrand, refresh. This is now the Carlos Whitaker podcast, really conversations for the Insta Familia. And I would just ask that if you're Insta Familia, you come and you listen and you subscribe and you listen every single week. I'm going to try to keep these things 30 minutes or less. That's the goal. Some of them will be longer. But I just feel like it's going to be a space where we can just get a little bit deeper and stand on a little bit firmer ground when it comes to some of the issues that we broach on Instagram. And you know, a lot of you ask me all the time, what are ways, Carlos, that we can support you? I'm not an influencer as far as like influencers that earn money off of Instagram, right? Like that's just not what I do. I think that's great. I mean, I'm trying to help my daughter do that. There's a lot of people that I know and love that do that. But for me, like that's not where I make my money. I get hundreds of thousands of views on my stories a day, and I've just chosen so far, it may change at some point, but not to pursue how I feed my family that way. But one of the ways I do, and a lot of you ask, how can we support you, is this podcast, which is why I'm really another reason why I'm kind of turning the corner saying, look, you know what? I want everybody here. I want all of the Insta Familia here. Subscribe to the podcast. Yes, it absolutely helps me. And it is very helpful to my family. When you do this, it's just a way to support what I do and me continuing to be able to not go get a job where I can't talk to you every day like I do, like I have really the last decade. And you have been able to support me in doing that. So thank you. And this is just another way you guys can do that. So thank you. First of all, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for the almost 3.1 million views. I think we're at 3.1 million views of Human Hope. And now we're just going to, not views, but listens. And now we're going to transition to the Carlos Whitaker podcast. It is, this is going to just be community focused. You know, for let's talk a little bit about the Instafamilia. The Instafamilia started, I want to say it was 2019. I remember exactly when it was. It was 2019. I had just, a lot of you were around, I mean, there was probably 27,000, 30,000 of you that were around when my daughter Sohaila went to the hospital. And there's an episode that we'll link in the show notes where she talks about that. But she was in the hospital for 30 days. And it was about a month. And when she was in the hospital, she was 17 years old. It was the most crushing and grueling season of my life. It was awful. And the rallying around me that my Instagram community did, the prayers, the gift certificates, the everything, the lunches, the dinners, it was mind-blowing to me. And so I remember when Sohaila got out, one of the first things we did is we drove to Monroe, Louisiana to, I think it was Sadie's wedding, our friends, the Robertsons, Sadie Robertson. No, she's not Robertson anymore. She's married, but it changed that day. We went there and Sohaila was just so feeble. She was so weak. She was in pain still. It was awful, but she really wanted to get out and go. And I remember laying in bed and, I was beginning to run and, I went on a run and I came back and I used to always say, "What's up, Instafamilia?" I think it was so nonchalant, but then like I held a vote and the vote was between Hope Dealers, Instafamilia, Los Amigos. Remember Los Amigos, because Carlos and the friends, Los Carlos's, get it? And there was one other one. Anyway, Instafamilia and Los Amigos, it was like 50-50. Can you imagine if I would have been calling us Los Amigos the last 3 years, 4 years? Wow, I'm so glad you guys voted. There was like three people that tipped the tide to Instafamilia. And the Instafamilia at that moment was my Instafamilia. It was for me, 100% for me. Little did I know that 2020 was going to chop that number of 30,000 in half when I decided to start talking about hard things in grace-filled ways, but then how rapidly it would grow when people that wanted to stand for the oppressed began to come together. And so the Instafamilia has gone from, it's had different iterations, but all of those iterations are still there. Right. So this whole Carlos Whitaker podcast, all of these iterations will still be there. Right. So it was like initially a place of prayer where you guys prayed for my daughter and I begged you to pray and pray and pray. And we saw healing happen. And so like faith will be included in this Carlos Whitaker podcast because it's who I am. I've got a very strong faith. I'm actually right now, when you listen to this on Thursday, I'm in on the second day of a 3-day liquid only fast, that I'm not doing to lose weight. I'm doing to grow my relationship with God. So faith is going to be we could talk about fasting on an episode, but a very important part of it's important part of who I am, but that's not it. Justice and hard conversations in grace-filled ways will still enter and be part of this podcast, right? I've got an episode coming up, in a couple weeks that may have been the absolute most gut-wrenching, hardest conversation I've ever had to have with a guest on the Carlos Whitaker podcast. So we'll still be having those conversations and that's a conversation I'm going to invite you into. The Instafamilia kind of moved into a space of radical giving. Last year, we did it twice. Three times last year. And I think ended up raising $500,000. It's a place of radical giving. When I say radical giving, I mean like supernatural radical giving. If there's one thing you know about the Whitaker family, it's that we love to eat crunchy and drink crunchy. What do I mean by that? Well, we just want to make sure that there's no chemicals in our drinking water, in our food. And so we try to stay as pure as possible, which is why I love our partner, Aqua True. Aqua True is a water purification product that uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. And what we love is that it's a countertop purifier and it works with no installation or plumbing. Did you know that 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in its tap water, right? Like, listen, I want my kids and my family to grow up healthy and strong. So I want to make a point to build healthier habits for them by drinking great, pure water. Okay, so they've got purifiers that fit every type of home. Again, from installation-free countertop purifiers to the one that we have, to higher capacity under the sink options as well. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifier and mineral boost options. Listen, I'm a tech head. I don't know, hook my phone up to my water. Let's see. Listen, just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. That's less than 3 cents a bottle. Plus, you'll save the environment from tons of plastic waste. Best of all, the water tastes fantastic, and you don't have to worry about all those harmful contaminants. It's even portable, making it perfect for renters or maybe even your kids' college dorms. In addition to drinking water, you can use it for your coffee, tea, and all your cooking needs, from boiling pasta to veggies to making your stocks and your soups as well. But listen, I ain't got no shame in my game. I let my dogs drink out of this as well. So I can truly, truly taste the difference. And I got it delivered straight to my home. And it was really easy to set up. So Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee and makes a great gift. Today, my listeners receive 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Just go to aquatrue.com. That's AQUATRU.com and enter code HUMANHOPE at checkout. That's 20% off any Aqua True water purifier when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code HUMANHOPE. So we're gonna lean into that aspect of who we are as well. Very important. We continued into a space of super vulnerability and inspiration, right? Like I suddenly have found myself at 50 years old going like, hey, there's a lot of 30-year-olds that are like, hey, yo, Los, what? Give me some of that wisdom. Look, there's definitely more gray hair at this point in my podcast career than there was at the beginning. So I hate the word life coach, because I don't want to coach your life, but I will be like not a highlight reel, but like the, if you're a child of the 80s or 90s, there was the Wide World of Sports on ABC, and the guy would always say, the agony of defeat. That's a place that I love to teach from, the agony of defeat. So I've gone through a lot, and I continue to go through a lot with my father living across the street and how actually hard it is. So I'll be throwing some wisdom topics your way. There is one of the hardest things I've ever gone through is my bout with anxiety and depression. And, I don't think there's been enough content on that. I'm going to lean into how I legitimately beat it, going from panic attacks every day, not being able to leave my house, to literally living free. Not being able to stand on stage without having a panic attack, like to living free. I want this to be a place, a long form space where the Insta Familia and people that follow me speaking every day think this is a space where I belong to and you belong here. And so I ask you to come be a part. All you gotta do is listen. That's it. Isn't that the best, sometimes the best place to be is just to listen? There's far too many places, I think, where we have to give our opinion. And I invite you to a space where we can just sit, maybe sometimes without one, and just listen. You're my instant family, Insta Familia. It started with Instagram. What if Instagram goes away? Well, then we'll be here. Our instant family will be here.
There's just such a strong sense of community, and I want to invite you here. So, Human Hope was an incredible, incredible place. I'm grateful for it. If you look behind me, I don't know if you can see, I've got some of my, oh no, where are they? Where'd they go? Hold on. I'm going to find it. Like this guy right here. Look at this. My little 2 million download award. 2 million downloads. We're at 3 million, but now let's make the Carlos Whitaker podcast freaking blow up. I just can't wait. I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for what the state of the union is of this podcast. I'm grateful for you supporting everything that I do and continuing to help me spread this idea of what it looks like to be empathetic humans that see people that maybe don't look like us, think like us, vote like us, talk like us, believe like us, and not stand on issues, but walk with people. We're gonna keep doing all that. My face just, it got grayer. I needed a new picture. And so let's just retitle it. Hopefully you like the new photo. My daughter took that. So Hala Whitaker, podcast photographer extraordinaire, took the new image. So thank you. And then my friend Becca designed the logo that the image went on top of. So it's new, guys. It's new, guys and gals. I'm excited to step into the new. I'm excited to step into all that this year has for us. This September, I am going to release what I believe is the most important work I've ever released. And so we'll have a slow, deep build to that here on the podcast. A lot of you already know, not a lot of you, but what this book is going to be about. And I sacrificed a lot for it. And so not for myself, but really for you. I just have a lot of things coming for you. And the Carlos Whitaker podcast is where it's going to be. So that's it. Short, sweet, and simple. I am grateful for you. I'm grateful for everything we have talked about on the Human Hope podcast. All of those episodes, by the way, are still going to be up on the feed. So you'll still be able to find it there. Although humanhopepodcast.com, I think we're going to switch that to carloswhitakerpodcast.com with two T's. Whitney from Wisconsin will, as soon as she hears this, hopefully will go and buy that domain for me. I'm excited to bring this, maybe even to some live avenues. You know, like I've thought about, like, what if when I have Instafamilia meetups, I'm traveling to Anaheim, tomorrow, California, and I'm speaking at the Young Life National Conference. And I thought, well, what if I like just brought my microphone, and if we did an Instafamilia meetup somewhere, if we just like did like little live recordings, okay? My team may just be hearing this for the first time, but like, what if, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy. We ain't never been fancy. Okay. But like, what if we were able to do some live conversations? What if we were able to do just some things that, we've never done before? So here's the deal. A couple things I ask of you. The first thing is, if you're here at this point at 20 minutes plus into the podcast, I'm so grateful. So will you please subscribe and follow the show on all the places, especially YouTube. If you haven't gone to YouTube, you can watch it live there. Watch the show there on YouTube. But subscribe and follow it, right? So that it shows up on your feed every week. That's important, really important. And you know, if you wouldn't mind, again, it's very helpful. Clicking a lot of the links in the show notes help as well. And so I'm trying to relaunch this thing bigger and badder, but with, I don't know, like, it's like if I couldn't say a word about the podcast, if I couldn't speak, I really feel like this intro music is exactly what it sounds like. Like this is what I want the podcast to feel like, right? Just right here. Hey, it just This is it. This is what I want you to feel at the end of every episode. And if you want to call that hope, then that is. I'm also excited this season to jump in deeper into some of the new things that we're learning. Hang on. Let's wait for this hit. Which is, we're learning ASL, American Sign Language. Hold on. Build. Okay, we're back. Anyway, I hope you feel what this music is making me feel in my chest. I hope you feel it in your chest too. I hope this is what you feel when you follow me on Instagram, when you read my newsletter, when you do it, when I give you all the things that I give you. I hope this is what you feel, because I love you. Thanks for being part of the brand new Carlos Whitaker podcast. Love you guys.